Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. Not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the Creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 if you want to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, police shooting in Texas. On the night of 9/6/2018, Bassem John, 26, was murdered in his apartment by off-Texas police officer Amber Geiger, who stated she entered the apartment thinking it was her apartment. Officer Geiger was not arrested at the scene. Some feel Officer Geiger received preferential treatment. What happened? From the Dallas Morning News. Officer Geiger, a 4 years veteran of the police force in Dallas, Texas, had just ended a 15-hour shift when she parked on the wrong level of the Southside Flats garage, the fourth floor instead of the third, where she lived. She went to the door she thought was hers, but the door was one floor too high. The four floors of the Southside Flats in the Cedars looked the same, with concrete floors and tan doors. The light fixtures on the side of each door displays the apartment number. That's like if you're on the first floor, you're in 104. You're on the second floor, you're on 204. You're in the third floor, you're on 304. You're on the fourth floor, you're in 404. Right? That's what the light will show you. Geiger didn't notice that John's door had a red doormat in front of it. Big red doormat, y'all. The official said her entrance didn't have one. So she didn't have a red doormat, but John did. Geiger, who was still in uniform, I don't know what difference that makes, put her key in the door, which was locked, and the door opened. Presto. And officials said the lights were out. She saw a figure in the darkness and thought her apartment was being burglarized. The official said Geiger pulled her gun and fired twice. When she turned on the lights, she realized she was in the wrong apartment. John, who worked for the Price Waterhouse Coopers, was shot once in the chest. So John took one. Geiger called 911 crying, the official said. She repeatedly said, "I thought it was my apartment. I apologize to John." No, and apologize to John. They quoted her and said, "I thought it was my apartment." And apologized to John. So I don't know if that means she apologized. She told him she apologized to the victim or apologized to John, saying his name. She also said, quoted saying, "I'm so sorry." She can be hard. She can be heard saying on the recording of the 911 call. The official said police arrived within 4 minutes of John getting shot in the chest. Forney.com says in Kaufman County, Texas. On 9/9/2018, Dallas Police Department officer Amber Geiger has turned herself into the Kaufman County Jail on a manslaughter warrant, which was issued after a fatal shooting last week. You know, the shooting happened on 9/6. Newsweek said Geiger was released after posting a $300,000 bond. After the shooting, she was placed on an administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. That's before she was incarcerated. An employee typically has the right to full base pay and benefits while he is placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. That's just for your information right there. That's a standard practice that they use. You can agree or disagree with that based on the circumstances of why the employee is being placed on administrative leave. Dallas News says Dallas police hadn't named Geiger until late Saturday, hours after the Dallas Morning News identified her and her name had begun to spread on social media. Police Chief Hugh Renane Hall had initially said Dallas police didn't have any plans to identify the officer until she has been formally charged with a crime. Police intend to charge her with manslaughter for John's death, but an arrest warrant hadn't been issued Saturday. Hall said, "Our policy is we wouldn't release any other suspect's name until they are charged." From CNN, Hall said Thursday on 9/6/18, it isn't clear what the interaction between her and the victim, what the interaction between her and the victim was. Then at some point, she fired her weapon, striking the victim in the chest. So provocative thought. From provocative thought, this appears to be the result of at least a tragic gross error and poor judgment on the behalf of Officer Amber Geiger that unfortunately cost Botham Jean his life. It could also cost Amber Geiger her freedom, among other things. In the minds of many, this should not have happened. Many question why Officer Geiger was not arrested immediately. If you think that is weird, from fine law, the right to a speedy trial, the Constitution of the United States time limits. The right to a speedy trial is guaranteed to criminal defendants by the Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution. A speedy trial basically means that the defendant must be tried for an alleged crime within a reasonable time after being arrested, although arrest cannot be held without formal charges for an unreasonable amount of time. The Constitution does not spell out what this time is. Instead, they are typically set forth by state law, and the time period differs from state to state. A general rule, however, if you are placed in custody, your speedy trial rights typically require the prosecutor to decide within 72 hours charges, if any, will be filed. Many states adhere to this 72-hour limit. This is Chapter 14, Criminal Justice of the Criminal Justice from the American Bar Association said, how long may police hold suspects before filing charges? If police have probable cause to believe a person has committed a crime but have not yet brought formal charges, they may detain him or her in probable cause is defined as facts sufficient to support a reasonable belief that criminal activity is probably taking place, or knowledge of circumstances indicating a fair probability that evidence of a crime will be found. It requires more than a mere hunch, but less than proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So provocative thought is saying, in this case, it's a known fact that Geiger shot and killed Jean in his apartment, believing she was in her own apartment during the shooting. Geiger admitted to the homicide. That is not a hunch, and it is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Still, no arrest. That makes people apprehensive about the criminal process, and it shows favoritism towards an admitted killer, accident or no accident. Dallas police identify officer who went to wrong apartment and killed a man, by Ray Sanchez. Texas Rangers have postponed seeking a warrant on manslaughter charges against an officer who shot and killed a man in Dallas. She admittedly shot and killed a man in Dallas. Police also identified the officer as Amber Geiger, a four-year veteran of the department assigned to the South East Patrol Division. The decision comes one day after Dallas Police Chief Ursula Renee Hall, right, said police were pursuing a manslaughter warrant against Officer Amber Geiger in a case she described as having more questions than answers. So here you got a person that admits to murder somebody, but you still have a lot of questions and no arrests. Okay? On Thursday, 9/6, Hall said the officer, who was white, shot the black man after mistakenly entering his apartment at the complex where she also lived. Botham Sim Jean, 26, a native of St. Lucia, worked at the Price Waterhouse Coopers in Dallas, died at the hospital, right? Texas Rangers took over the investigation to eliminate the appearance of any potential biases, and they made the decision to postpone pursuing a warrant until they could follow up on information that they received from the interview with the officer. That's Geiger. So Provocative Thought again is curious, as usual. It seems biased to postpone the warrant. Are we to believe that the Dallas Police Department and the District Attorney's Office are so incompetent that they cannot be relied on to pursue a warrant for the arrest of a person, police officer, who admitted that they entered someone else's apartment and murdered them? Can Dallas residents trust them not to be biased with the average Dallas Texans investigation? Even if Officer Geiger's story is true, Geiger should have been arrested immediately. Why is law enforcement so apprehensive about indicting, arresting another police officer for an unlawful murder she admitted that she committed? Law enforcement stated they wanted to get what Geiger will be indicted for right. Which murder? 1, 2, 3, involuntary, voluntary, you know. How about get it right while she waits in jail like any other person? They appear to be searching for motive, aggravated, or mitigating circumstances. Why was Geiger not incarcerated upon admission of guilt of a homicide? This is very important. The community there is kind of, in a bundle. Geiger has admitted to being incompetent enough not to be able to identify her own floor, her own apartment, and murdering the lawful resident that was present in the apartment at the time she entered it. She has proven herself to be incompetent, and her incompetence places the community at large at risk. Unfortunately, her incompetence was made known after she murdered Jean. She should not be a law enforcement officer, and she should not be permitted to own a firearm. Why didn't she use a taser or pepper spray? Did she plan to kill whoever was in the apartment? Dallas News. Evidence from Botham Jean's apartment supports Dallas Police Officer Amber Geiger's account that she shot Jean, from across the room as she stood inside his apartment door. Two law enforcement officials with direct knowledge of the case told the Dallas Morning News. That's a leak, y'all. So, PT again. That sounds like she shot John immediately upon barely entering his apartment, standing in the doorway. Why didn't she attempt to make an arrest? No attempt to make an arrest, no attempt to incapacitate Jean without the use of deadly force, and the actual decision to use deadly force indicates that Officer Geiger intended to kill that night. What was her reason for using deadly force? What happened between the time that she opened that door, saw Jean, and pulled that trigger? But the only weapon she pulled out was her her service pistol. So what's next? She feared for her life because she thought a man was in her apartment burglarizing it. Was she so impaired chemically or mentally that she could not identify her own apartment? The floor she lived on, the red rug outside the apartment door. Jean attacked her. Is this the part where the victim becomes the perpetrator and is placed on trial? Hope not. Sounds like shades of Trayvon Martin. Geiger was involved in a shooting in 2007 when a suspect got a hold of her taser. The shooting was determined to be justified. Maybe that's why she didn't use the taser. Fearful of using a taser, she was that she felt, incompetent using that, unsafe using the taser. So deadly force was her only choice. Whatever was in there was going down, period. And for some strange reason, the door was open. The apartment keys are electric. And when you have the wrong key, a red light flashes. So how did Geiger get in the apartment? Mayor Wright Mike Rawlins said on Sunday, 9/9/18, that Officer Geiger parked her car on the wrong floor, and he doesn't know how she got into Jean's door. Dallas News reported, according to the arrest warrant affidavit, she inserted her key, which was an electronic chip, into the keyhole, but the door was slightly ajar, so the force of the inserting the key pushed the door open. In she goes. Provocative thought. Wow! Police work is going on in Texas. That is an easy question to answer. How did she get in? Geiger either kicked the door in, used the key, the door was not locked, or Jean opened the door for Geiger. It's suspicious that Geiger's method of entry was not disclosed early at this point in the investigation. Chuck Norris, Texas Ranger, could do a better job than that. So on the behalf of the Dallas Police Department, they said Bossom Jean is remembered for love of singing and ministry. A female Dallas police officer returned to what she believed to be her apartment after her shift ended. She was still in uniform. They keep saying she was still in uniform. I don't know what impact that's supposed to have on the fact that she's entering somebody else's apartment. When she entered, John was inside the apartment. Hall said Thursday, the police, she said, it isn't clear what the interaction was between her and the victim. So what happened between the point she actually entered the apartment and she shot him? At some point, she fired her weapon, striking the victim. The officer called 911, and officers responded in about 4 minutes. Right now, there are more questions than answers. So you got more questions, you're not even sure about what happened, and there's no arrest. A neighbor heard the shot. She said that John's next-door neighbor told CNN she heard the shot. She heard a shot, what sounded like running up steps, and a female voice calling the police. She could see from her patio that the lights were turned on Jean's apartment. Heard more footsteps outside her apartment, a woman's voice, and a commotion. The apartment doors at the complex are all similar, she said. Jean's doorstep had a bright red mat. I'd say you're going to see that coming down the hallway. You're definitely going to see it if you're putting your key in the door. He was a great neighbor, quite friendly, chill. He never had parties. We could chat about life, smiling and laughing. He had a huge smile. At the very early stages of this investigation, initial indications were that there were what we consider circumstances of an officer-involved shooting, Hall said. This is the police chief again. She said, as we continued this investigation, it became clear that we were dealing with what appears to be a much different and very unique situation. A blood sample was drawn to test for drugs and alcohol from Officer Geiger also. John was listed on LinkedIn as a risk assurance experience associate at PricewaterhouseCoopers. He earned a bachelor's degree at Harding University in Arkansas. John described himself as a young professional engaged in developing a career built upon integrity, dedication, and relationships, leveraging useful technologies to gain understanding of and add value in a range of industries, striving toward leadership in my career, my community, and society. Now, that is no hood rat. You can't justify shooting a hood rat in his own home that you trespass into. Isn't trespassing against the law, even by accident or mistake? Clear what? It isn't clear what the interaction was between her and the victim. Then at some point, she fired her weapon, striking the victim from across the room. Did Jean have a gun, a knife, a grenade? No. For what reason did Officer Geiger use deadly force on an unarmed man in his own apartment, standing on the other side of the room. It was later revealed that Officer Geiger gave oral commands. So John's failure to listen to Geiger's oral commands merits or justifies the use of deadly force or a death sentence? This just gets worse. If the Dallas, Texas Police Department and the District Attorney's Office feel that way about Dallas residents, they have every right to be afraid, angry, vulnerable, and unprotected. I'm feeling a Trayvon Martin moment here. I hope it's not, though. What are the results of the blood sample? We still haven't got those yet. We don't know if she was on something. We don't know if she lost her mind during that event. You know, like, what is going on here? So, from AVO, Legal Guide, written by attorney Thomas Anthony D'Amore. In the state of Texas, trespassing on someone else's property is against the law. A momentary lapse in judgment can incur criminal consequences that will haunt you for years to come. Texas landowners take pride in their property. When people enter or remain on someone else's property or in their building, aircraft, or vehicle without effective consent, right? Without consent, they can be charged with the crime of criminal trespass, even if someone's intentions were innocent or if they had simply made a mistake. They could still be prosecuted and convicted of a criminal mistake. Offense, I mean, not a mistake. Provocative Sword, again, says, did John attempt to get Geiger out of his apartment, or did Geiger simply shoot John on sight while she was trespassing in his apartment? If you are trespassing, you cannot give an oral command or communication to the trespasser to vacate the property because you're trespassing. So you can't perceive that the owner is trespassing. When John was moving in the dark to remove the trespasser from his property, Did John give an oral command or communication for the trespasser, which is Geiger, to leave the property? He could have. Prior to that, did the trespasser give an oral command or communication to the apartment's resident, John, to leave the property, or that he was trespassing? Well, that's part of the problem. A trespasser can't give an oral communication to leave the premises. So we have a problem. We have a big problem here. I guess that's the unique situation that the, you know, the police department was referring to. What is trespassing law in Texas? From Log Blog. First, you cannot use deadly force to stop someone from trespassing. For someone to commit trespassing, you must give notice. Notice means oral or written communication by the owner or someone with apparent authority to act for the owner. You can only threaten deadly force if deadly force is justifiable. So, if you are legally able to pull a gun on someone, you are legally able to shoot them. Now, that doesn't mean legally, that means the legal reason why you can use deadly force. But I mean, that doesn't mean that you're legally able to carry a gun, that you can legally shoot somebody. Everybody knows there are consequences for murder and different types of murder. You can use deadly force if a person is justified in using deadly force against another. If the actor would be justified in using force against under Section 931, and when and to the degree the actor reasonably believes the deadly force is immediately necessary. So, to protect the actor against the other's use or attempted use of unlawful deadly force. So the question again becomes, Jean was the only person that had the legal right to use force or deadly force in this scenario. Geiger was trespassing, and she was armed with a lethal weapon, which she used. Geiger had no legal or justifiable reason to shoot Jean in his apartment. Now, I'm not an attorney. I'm just going by the information that's brought before me and some of the research that I've done. You know, nobody even mentioned trespassing, because you can be charged with trespassing if you mistakenly enter somebody's property. You know, so even if she thought she was entering her apartment, she actually trespassed into the apartment, the domain of Mr. Jean. And made it worse that she committed a homicide, killed the resident, Mr. John. So Legal Beagle says, in Texas, there are clear and distinct penalties for individuals who criminally trespass. There are four trespassing types, Class A, B, and C misdemeanors, and the most severe felony trespassing, depending on the type of trespassing and on the details of the case. Trespassers may face penalties of several $100 to several thousands of dollars plus jail or prison time if found guilty of a felony. So we have trespass and we got a homicide and we don't have any arrests. Can you imagine, you know, going to the police, telling them that you entered your neighbor's house, thought it was your house, shot your neighbor, and you think you're going home that night? I don't think so. C-class trespass. The lowest criminal trespass offense is a class misdemeanor trespass. This occurs when an individual trespassed on a property when he or she had noticed that entering was prohibited and was told to leave but refused to do so. A B-class trespass. A B-class misdemeanor trespass occurs when an individual trespasses in a personal residence or a shelter site, such as a homeless shelter or a battered woman's shelter. The trespasser had to know that trespassing was forbidden. You already know it. In this case, the penalties increase because the charge increases, according to the trespass Texas Penal Code. According to the Texas Penal Code, a person convicted of a misdemeanor can face up to 180 days in jail, fine up to $2,000. A Class A trespassing. This is where I think it touches upon what happened at this apartment complex. A Class A misdemeanor trespassing offense occurs when an individual enters a residence, shelter site, or Superfund site, any place listed on a national priorities list, with a deadly weapon. A deadly weapon can range from a baseball bat, knife, or a gun. Other objects can be viewed as deadly weapons too, right? Because you can use a hammer as a deadly weapon. So this is up to the prosecutor to determine that fact. The penalty for this offense is a fine up to $4,000 and a jail sentence not to exceed a year. Felony trespassing. Felony trespassing occurs when an individual enters a habitation with intent to commit another felony, such as a burglary, murder, or assault. If the defendant is found guilty, penalties may range from 6 months to 5 years, plus fines up to $10,000. So we see some of the elements of both of these occurring, you know, in terms of Amber's going into the wrong apartment. Fine law also says the person who commits an offense or remains on or in property of another, including residential land, agricultural land, a recreation vehicle park, a building, or an aircraft or other vehicle without effective consent of the person. So, had noticed that the entry was forbidden. They received notice to depart but failed to do so. Entry means to intrusion of the entire body. So her entire body was in his apartment because she was in his doorway. Notice means oral or written communication. So we don't know if Mr. John provided an oral or written. Definitely he didn't have a letter in his hand or a sign to stay out of the apartment, anything like that. But he had a red rug on the floor that kind of communicates that this is my apartment, the red rug. Fencing or other enclosure obviously designed to exclude intruders or to contain livestock. So you have an enclosure. So if it's, you don't belong in there, you open the door and enter that doorway, you are trespassing. That's not yours. So provocative thought theory about that is a locked or closed door should qualify as an enclosure obviously designed to exclude intruders. Geiger did not have consent to enter John's apartment. Her ignorance is no excuse. So she trespassed. No one mentioned trespass. This is something that I was wondering, how come a sign or signs posted on the property or at the entrance to the building reasonably likely to come to the attention of intruders indicating that entry is forbidden? So provocative thought again. John had a red carpet there. That identifies that apartment as the apartment of John. Not yours. Not yours. Not hers. Not his. This is John's apartment with the red carpet. So in a way, that serves as a symbol of this is my apartment. So, you know, if you come to the apartment with the red carpet, you should not be entering it because you don't have a key. So the red carpet at John's door fits the description. It was placed at the location readily visible to any person approaching the property. So, question here. Two things. The Dallas Police Department, well, three. Dallas Police Department did not reveal the name of the police officer who shot John. There was no arrest made, even though she admitted that she had killed John in his apartment. Also, it was questionable about what happened. They still had a lot of questions. So why would you let a suspect or perpetrator, because I think at this point she's a perpetrator because she admitted to the crime. So she's no longer, they don't suspect her of killing anybody. They know that she's, the perpetrator of the crime. So why was she able to go? Because she's the police department. She knows people. This is where the people in Dallas were a little upset. And the parents and family of John that, how could she kill him in his apartment and not be incarcerated? How could that happen? She turned herself into another police department outside of Dallas, Texas. All this stuff. There's a lot of just weird stuff going on right there, It took about, the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. So about 4 days for her to be arrested. The average Joe that admits to murdering somebody is going to be sitting in jail waiting to post bail and things like that. So this didn't happen to this lady until 4 days. So, maybe she made a mistake. Maybe she planned to kill whoever was in her apartment. Maybe that was her plan. I'm not using my mace, not calling for backup, not using my stun gun because I had a bad experience with that. Guy almost got a hold of me. I had to shoot him. So I'm just going to go straight to the handgun. And whoever's in here, they don't have a problem with that. So some people question the motive of Amber Geiger in terms of the shooting. Because she doesn't have to know John to plan to kill him. What she plans to do as a result of a person being in her apartment and her being an armed individual. She didn't have the gun. What would she have done? Would she have called for backup? Would she, would she have used her mace or a stun gun? What would she have done if she didn't have a sidearm? We asked that question. Because I think a guy made a statement about that football player on his show that, a woman is not going to approach a big guy. And this is a big guy. He's not a small guy. She's not going to approach him unless she got a sidearm because she knows that sidearm that makes her have a deadly force over this in the visual, you know, so she can pull the sidearm out, and now she have a better situation in which she can exert her power through the threat of death, the use of deadly force. So question becomes, because it's unquestionable, she murdered John, and she's guilty of that, and at least manslaughter. At least. So the other question becomes, you know, was it her plan to kill whoever was in an apartment? Because that's a question that I would be asking if I was John's family, and based on the information that I got, was it the plan of Officer Geiger to kill whoever was in her apartment? So that would put her in another category of murder. Issue is the issue of race. So, you know, they had a debate about whether race may have played a role in the deadly encounter between a white officer and the black man in his home. Is race the issue in Dallas, Texas? No, couldn't be. You guys can ponder that. You know, I kind of like did this, my assessment based on, not based on race. I'm saying if you take race out of it, she's guilty of murder. Maybe that may have impacted on her decision to use deadly force, but I don't know when she pulled a gun out. Did she pull a gun out at the point she saw the door open? Or did she open the door, see the man moving in the shadows? Was she able to see that it was a black man and then pull the revolver out? Well, I don't know. We don't have a description of all of that. But, I mean, you can argue that she planned to kill, use deadly force on whoever was, you know, in her apartment, because she pulled her, you know, her service gun out, and she didn't pull no, you know, the taser out or the mace. She didn't call for help because she didn't need help, because she had, I don't know what she got, 11 in the clip or 17, but she had 17 helpers or 11 helpers. I don't know how she had a gun set up. So she had all the help she could, you know, she needed to handle that situation. So, you know, if she was afraid, why wouldn't she call for a backup? Burglary in progress, I'm going in. Or, you know, burglary in progress and wait. I don't know, what's the procedure for that? If you got a, you suspect there's a burglary because the door is unlocked. You press, you come in your own, you know, apartment, you put your key in, oh, this is already open. It's my in here. You know, should you back off? Radio, so Officer Geiger, I'm at, you know, 224, wherever they live at, you know, radio for help, just hold it down until you get some help, somebody can help you out with that situation. Maybe by that time, she could identify the, hey, I don't even live here, you know, she would look down the red carpet again. I don't know if she was high, I don't know what happened. If she was high, I guess there was no hope for Jean. But if maybe she wasn't, she was just afraid and angry, then maybe she could have looked down at the red carpet again and said, oh, I don't live here. You know, but apparently, you know, whatever happened, you know, she decided to use her service weapon, and Jean is not here anymore. Good guy is gone. And I don't know anything about Geiger. I don't know what kind of person she is, anything. She might be a nice person. I don't know. But she made a very not-so-nice decision at this point. It could have been avoided if she had really thought like a police officer. You know, she didn't have to go in there like that, you know, period. She could have just held, you know, stayed on the waiting for backup. Because just suppose that was a guy with a gun in there, a real burglar, you know, crafty guy with a gun, and he shot her when she came in. When she decided to pull her gun out, he shot her. She waited for backup. You know, that situation might have went a little different. In this case, it definitely would have went different, because she would have eventually, you know, found out, you know, realized, oh, I don't live here. This is wrong place, you know. So Geiger returned to her apartment complex after the shift in full uniform at 10 a.m. and shot John in his home. No, Geiger returned to John's apartment after work in full uniform and murdered John. So they keep, what I see is they repeat that she's in full uniform as if John should have seen her uniform and he should have obeyed her. He should have stopped. He should have listened to her because she was in full uniform. Let's not forget that just because you have a policeman's uniform on, that doesn't make you a good guy all the time. We've seen that. So just because he sees a police officer in his apartment, he hasn't committed a crime. It's not a crime scene. There's nothing going on. You know, why would he trust that police officer? And they have a gun pointed at him. That's kind of a, you know, and you know what's happening with black men in the United States nowadays, you know, it's with the police. So why, you know, just that whole, you know, thing about her being in full uniform, that doesn't have much weight nowadays. That's good if a crime has been committed, but and you're not in your own apartment. You know, this is no crime scene. I'm in my own apartment. Somebody pops up in uniform pointing a gun at me. That's not a good look. You know, for you police officers, and making them, I guess this is a real error that any police officer or a person would make. Because even if she appears, even if she had a revolver or a weapon, that she, if she was licensed to carry, this might have still happened based on, you know, how she proceeded, you know. So shouldn't a police officer radio that in, a burglary in progress? I need help. Instead of shooting somebody, I need help, because she wasn't in a life-threatening situation. Officer Geiger, who lives in a unit directly underneath John, shit is right underneath this guy. Parked the car on the wrong floor, right? She didn't know what floor she's parking on. So what's going on? She missed a whole lot of cues. The floor, you know what I'm saying? The numbers on down the hallway that said, it probably said 4 instead of 3 on the doors. You know, the fact that the door was open, I don't even know about that. I don't know if the door was open. I don't know what happened with the door. That was kind of, I don't know what, that sounds strange. She thought it was her apartment according to the arrest warrant. She inserted an electronic key in the door, which was already ajar. That's a red flag. Call for backup to me. And I'm a man, you know, I would call for backup on that. Somebody's in my apartment. Even if I was going in by myself, I would have called for backup first. They got there within 4 minutes of her shooting him. So calling for backup wouldn't have hurt. They said inside the dark apartment, she saw a large silhouette. So I guess that's saying she can't tell if he's black or white, that she believed to be a burglar. She gave verbal commands before firing her weapon twice. Is that okay? Is that police procedure? You give verbal commands and you fire your weapon twice? And what is he supposed to do? That's what I'm wondering. He's, you know, authorities took while on the phone 911, she turned the lights on and realized she was in the wrong apartment. She didn't realize she was in the wrong apartment till after she murdered this guy. All these cues: wrong garage floor, the numbers on the apartments coming down, the red carpet. I don't know how she got in the door. That part right there is kind of shaky. I don't know how she got in there, but she says she doesn't know Jean, so maybe Jean didn't open the door. There's no powder. I don't know, you know, the intricates of the case. There's no powder. If there's no powder burns on his chest to indicate that he opened the door and she shot him. I don't know. According to the script, he was on the other side of the room, so I don't even see a need for her to shoot him, even after giving a command. So she's in a, you know, police uniform. I guess she's assuming I gave a command, you know, I'm the police officer, you should do as I say. It doesn't work that way. Especially if you're coming in somebody's apartment at night and you're not supposed to be in there. Authorities took a blood sample from Officer Geiger to test for drugs and alcohol, but the results have not been released. What are they looking for? What are they waiting for? You know, if they have the results, what's going on? If it's nothing, let everybody know she wasn't on nothing. Then you have to see why Geiger was so afraid. Oh, we have a caller. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing? Can you hear me? This is Q.
What's up? Q, what's up, bro?
Hey. Yeah, that's, you know, that's a horrendous what happened to that guy. And, you know, they messed up in the beginning of that case, and I think they have no choice going forward to straighten that out and charge that lady with murder. You know, they had to correct themselves. Didn't they turn the case over to
the Texas Rangers?
Right.
The Texas Rangers.
Right.
Yeah, called Chuck
right,
Norris.
Because some people couldn't be trusted with it. You know, the way they started handling the case was all wrong.
Right. So they need to clean house. That tells me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Need to clean house down there. If they're that incompetent, Keystone Cops, they need to clean house down there. Y'all can't handle the police work.
So yeah, everything she said was, you know, didn't match at all what she was what she actually did.
Right.
And, that's apparent.
Right.
So I think she's gonna.
Yeah.
They gonna get her for that.
Well, they had her and they let her go. That's why the community was so upset. They're down there picketing signs and everything. You know, they had her and they let her go. You know.
Right.
And they wondering how come? Why you didn't release a name? Why didn't you release a name? You know, why did you let it go? You know, like she just walked into somebody's apartment and shot him dead, said it was hers. You know, we don't know if she knew him or not. And I'm saying even if she didn't know him, best case scenario, she's still guilty of murder. Why wasn't she arrested? On the spot. She admitted to it. And you had the body.
Right.
Case closed. Figure out, you got up to 72 hours to charge her with something. How come you didn't arrest her? Then she turned herself in another county. Anybody tell her, don't leave Dallas?
Oh, get out of here.
Saying? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anybody say, don't leave Dallas? And if she wasn't in Dallas, then they should have incarcerated her. You know what I'm saying? Incarcerate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just like you do everybody else. Post bond or bail, whatever you're going to do for her. You know, she got bail. I didn't know what the bail for murder. I didn't know you could get bailed out if you actually murdered somebody. Because she's not a suspect. She's actually murdered somebody.
Right.
You know, she's not a suspect. You don't think that she killed somebody. She is the perpetrator by her own admission.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just her story alone says she murdered him. And, you know, she has to be held accountable for that. You know, and, you know, she could have waited for backup. Don't you supposed to wait for backup? You see a burglary in process? It's dark in there. You know, you know what I mean? Like, waiting for backup. Why are you going in there by yourself? You know you're a female. She's like a small female. You know you can't handle it. You know what I'm saying? The only way you can handle it is... You might better handle it to use deadly force. But if it's a burglar, he probably is not in there trying to kill nobody. He's trying to steal.
Right.
You know, even though burglars do kill, even though people enter people's houses to kill, but what she should have did for her own protection, and it would have kept her out of this mess, to me, is she should have radioed for help. Should have backed up off that door, radioed for help. That would have gave her time maybe to see, hey, this is the third. This ain't the, this ain't the third floor. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no red rug in front of my apartment. Even if she was drunk, maybe she would have seen it. She was on some Quaaludes or something. She might have seen that bright red rug. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, it's not mine. It's all, I'm sorry. And that guy would still be alive. Nobody would be talking about her murdering nobody. She would probably be sleeping better. She can't be sleeping that good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a tragedy, you know. And she messed her being a 4-year veteran of the police force, seemed like she should have made a better, to me, she should have made a better decision than to enter that. If in her mind, if that was a burglary in progress, why are you entering that apartment?
Mm-hmm.
By yourself, you know you can't handle it. Know what I'm saying? And she seemed like she barely entered an apartment, and she shot him. Like she was just in the doorway. That's the definition of trespassing. You put your body past the threshold, you are trespassing because you don't belong in there. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if Geiger told her not to come up, but he did have a door there that says you're not supposed to come by here. That's what a door is, right? So even if my door is cracked, it still means you cannot come past that doorway. That's what it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Right? Right? You're still trespassing. Even my door is open, you can't come through there. You know, because you're trespassing. I didn't invite you in my house, my apartment. So, you know, they feel that she was getting preferential treatment, and it, to me, looks that way. Just the fact they didn't arrest her on the scene of the crime. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded to me she got preferential treatment. So maybe she's a nice girl. Maybe she, you know, people know him, they trust her. And that fact that she left Dallas was no problem with them, but that could have been us. Could it have been us? Could we have left after murdering somebody? Would we be able to, like, I'm going on a business somebody out of Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Could we do that? You know, so that's a problem there, you know. You got a nice guy, a good guy that's not here anymore because somebody made a bad decision. So you got to hold her accountable for that because that was poor police work. You know what I mean? Because even if John got aggressive with her, He could get aggressive with her in his own apartment to remove her from the apartment. She's in the wrong place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it on ground, right?
Yeah. You in my apartment. He had every right to defend himself in his apartment. Just because you're a police officer don't mean you have a right. You can trespass on people's property and do what you want to do.
I'm kind of wondering if it was something else to it, though, because, you know, what they said about the neighbors, heard her knocking on the door, you know, telling somebody to open up, and, you know. So
right, they heard that, right. Point, so.
Yeah, so.
Problem, right?
That's a match with what she said.
Right. Problem.
So I'm wondering if they knew each other. That sounded like to me, like, she knew this person already.
Or she heard somebody in there and said, open the door up. Like, you in my apartment. Open this door up. You know, we don't know.
Right, we don't know because
we only got one side of the story.
But you don't need anybody to open up the door to your apartment because your key worked in your apartment.
Right. That's right. That's correct. So we run out of time, bro. You're right, Q. Something very suspicious about this. Still, if it's so suspicious, why was Geiger not arrested? I want to thank everybody for listening in on the show tonight. I want to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host the show.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Say each one, reach one, each one, teach one.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.